Affairs. This is Akashvani. In the weekly program Current Affairs, now we bring you an exclusive interview with Sanjay Kumar Agarwal, Chairman, Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, on the next generation GST reforms. Interviewer is Anubha Rohatgi.
The Goods and Services Tax GST Council, led by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, has approved the next generation GST reforms, continuing the era of economic reforms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that this is the government's commitment to India's middle class.
NDA सरकार में हमारा जोर इस बात का है कि बचत कैसे ज्यादा से ज्यादा हो, परिवारों का खर्चा कम कैसे हो, और इसलिए अब जीएसटी में इतनी ज्यादा कटौती कर दी गई। साथियों, पहले अक्सर ये शिकायत रहती थी कि भारत में इलाज बहुत महंगा था, छोटे छोटे टेस्ट तक गरीब और मिडिल क्लास की पहुंच से बाहर होता था। कारण ये था कि कांग्रेस सरकार डायग्नोस्टिक किट जो पर होती है उस पर 16% टैक्स लेती। हमारी सरकार ने ऐसे हर सामान पर टैक्स को सिर्फ 5% कर दिया। 2014 से पहले किसान की खेती लागत अधिक थी और लाभ बहुत कम था। कारण ये था कि खेती किसानी के सामान पर भी कांग्रेस सरकार बहुत अधिक टैक्स वसूलती थी। ट्रैक्टर हो या सिंचाई के उपकरण हो, हाथ के औजार हो, पंपिंग सेट्स हो, ऐसे उपकरणों पर 12-14% तक टैक्स लिया जाता था। अब ऐसे अनेक सामानों पर जीएसटी 0 या 5% कर दिया गया।
To discuss the significance of these reforms, how they will benefit the common man, ensure ease of doing business and other related issues, I'm now joined by Mr. Sanjay Kumar Agarwal, Chairman, Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs. Mr. Agarwal, welcome to Akashvani's Current Affairs program. Mr. Agarwal, my very first question to you is, the Goods and Services Tax, GST, is considered to be India's most significant indirect tax reform to date. The next generation reforms of GST has been ushered in 8 years after its introduction. So rate rationalization was a long-standing demand of both the states and the opposition. How timely and crucial is this development?
When GST was introduced in 2017, it subsumed 17 different taxes of levied by either the central government or state governments. So it was a very big reform, I think the biggest reform in independent India, as it subsumed all the taxes and borders between the states became irrelevant.
Yes.
So the idea of one nation, one tax, one market was realized by that transformative reform. After 8 years of its implementation, it was felt that there are certain things which need to be improved upon, because in initial implementation, when we make such a transformational reform, that times we have to be very careful about revenue neutrality, and accordingly the rates were fixed on different commodities, keeping in mind that time duty incidence on those commodities, and how much central excise duty or how much VAT was levied on those commodities was the determining factor for fixing those commodities in different tax slabs. And 4 tax slabs were introduced, 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. So since that number of slabs were leading to certain uncertainties and tax disputes on the rates which are applicable, so this was a concern of the industry that there is a need for simplification of the rate structure so that GST become truly simple and transparent. So that was one thing. And secondly, over the period of time, this 8-year period of time, GST has completely stabilized.
Yes.
And the revenue from the GST was quite robust. And in last year, the gross GST collection was to the tune of 22 lakh crore rupees. So that was substantial revenue collection. Tax buoyancy is good. And therefore, it was thought that this is the right time to do this exercise. And it was a mammoth exercise because it was a complete and comprehensive exercise. And another thing which I would say that provided certain cushion to conduct this exercise is that the compensation cess, which was levied for initial 5 years to ensure that the growth of revenue in states is at the level of 14%. That was to end in June 2022. But due to pandemic, a loan was to be taken to meet the shortfall in revenue collections because of lesser industrial activity. So for repayment of that loan, this cess continued to be collected, right, although it was not going to the states, but it continued to be collected. And now that collection is coming to an end because sufficient collection is going to be made in near future, in next 2-3 months. to repay the entire loan along with interest. So that provided some fiscal space also for doing this rate rejig. And accordingly, this is, I think, the right time to conduct this exercise and push this next generation transformational reform.
Which sectors of our economy will benefit the most from these reforms?
I would say that all sectors of economy will benefit, but especially the sectors which provide the maximum employment, they will be benefited the most. I will start with agriculture. Agriculture, number one employment provider in the country. And for that sector, wherever the rates were 12% on machinery or equipment have been brought down to 5%. On fertilizers, which are used in agriculture, normally the fertilizers already attract 5%, but some fertilizers or some micronutrients which were attracting 12% rate have been brought down to 5%. So tractors, when they are used in farms, so to ensure that tractor industry does not face any duty inversion, the parts of tractors have also been brought down to 5. And in the fertilizers company, there is duty inversion that has also been looked into. It was ensured that the inputs used in this fertilizer industry are also brought down to the rate of 5% so that there is no inversion. And fertilizers company do not face any kind of liquidity crunch, and that should not come in the way of their supply of fertilizer to the farmers. The other sector I would like to mention is textiles. Textile again is one of the largest employment provider in the country. To keep in mind the MSMEs engaged in textile sector, it was seen that the duty inversion was happening the stage of weaving in case of man-made fiber segment. In case of natural fiber segment, there is no inversion. So there was a demand to correct this duty inversion. Since almost 44,000 entities had to seek inverted duty refund by MSME sector, so that was impacting their liquidity. So it was thought that this inversion should happen at the initial stage, that is the first stage at which the chemicals enter from petrochemical industry or chemical industry into textile industry. So it has been pushed back to fiber stage, which is fibers are produced by the large industry. And for them to claim an inverted duty refund is not difficult. And that refund process is again being streamlined and is being fast-tracked. So another sector I would like to mention is the automobile sector, which again contribute a large share of GDP in the country. That sector also, there were classification disputes on automobile components, because these components may be having the competing entries either at 18% or 28%. Mm-hmm. That was leading to number of classification disputes. So now the rate applicable is 18%, so there will not be any classification disputes in future. The middle class aspirations is also to shift from two-wheelers to four-wheelers. So on a small cars, the rate has been brought down to 18%. Another sector which I would like to mention is the food sector. There again, the food products were attracting 5%, 12% or 18% rate. And food sector is such that every day there is a new innovation. As we all of us product. Know that Indians are fond of food, and so new products will come in the market, but that was leading to classification disputes. So now there is only one rate applicable to entire food. So that is 5%. So there will not be any classification disputes in this sector also in future.
What about the health sector? You know, things like medicines, things like the insurance policy, especially health insurance policies. There was also a demand that, you know, it should not be taxed. There should not be GST, or it should be reduced. What would you say to that?
Yeah, in health sector also, the medicines which were attracting 12% rate have now been brought down to 5%, so that medicines become more affordable to the patients. On insurance side also, there was a demand, consistent demand for reduction of duty on health insurance policies and lifetime policies. So in those two policies also, rate has been brought down to nil. So that will benefit the policy holders, and they will be getting the policies at cheaper premium.
Hailing the next generation GST reforms, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that this is the government's commitment to India's middle class.
साथियों, मैंने लाल किले से इस बार 15 अगस्त को कहा था कि भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म करना बहुत जरूरी है। मैंने देशवासियों से भी ये वादा किया था कि इस दिवाली और छठ पूजा से पहले खुशियों का डबल धमाका होगा। भारत सरकार ने राज्यों के साथ मिलकर के एक बहुत बड़ा निर्णय किया है और बहुत महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय है। अब जीएसटी और भी ज्यादा सिंपल हो गया है, सरल हो गया है। जीएसटी के मुख्यतः दो ही रेट रह गए हैं, 5% और 18%, 5% और 18%। और 22 सितंबर सोमवार, जब नवरात्र का पहला दिन है और ये सारी चीजों का मातृशक्ति को सच संबंध तो बहुत ही रहता है और इसलिए नवरात्रि के इस प्रथम दिवस पर जीएसटी का जो एक रिफॉर्म वर्जन है नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म किया हुआ वो लागू हो जाएगा। मीडिया के कुछ साथी इसको जीएसटी 2.0 के रूप में कह रहे हैं लेकिन असल में ये देश के लिए सपोर्ट और ग्रोथ की डबल डोज है। डबल डोज यानी एक तरफ देश के सामान्य परिवार की बचत और दूसरी तरफ देश की अर्थव्यवस्था को नई मजबूती। नए जीएसटी रिफॉर्म से देश के हर परिवार को बहुत बड़ा फायदा होगा। जीएसटी में हुए इस रिफॉर्म का अगर मैं सार बताऊं तो यही कह सकता हूं कि इससे भारत की शानदार अर्थव्यवस्था में पंच रत्न जुड़े हैं। पहला, टैक्स सिस्टम कहीं अधिक सिंपल हुआ। दूसरा, भारत के नागरिकों की क्वालिटी ऑफ लाइफ और बढ़ेगी। तीसरा, कंजम्पशन और ग्रोथ दोनों को नया बूस्टर मिलेगा। और चौथा, ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस से निवेश और नौकरी को बल मिलेगा। और पांचवा, विकसित भारत के लिए कोऑपरेटिव फेडरलिज्म यानी राज्यों और केंद्र की साझेदारी और मजबूत होगी।
Like the Prime Minister, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman also said that these reforms have been carried out with the focus on the common man. Let's listen into what she had to say.
Reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man. Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases the rates have come down drastically. Labor intensive industries have been given a good support. Farmers and agriculture as a whole will also benefit by the decisions we have taken today. Health related also will benefit. So the key drivers of economy have been given a prominence. We've resolved classification related issues and we have ensured that there will be stability and predictability about the GST. Rate rationalization, of course, we've reduced the slabs. There shall be only 2 slabs and we are addressing also the issues of compensation cess. Ease of living, simplifying registration, return filing and refunds.
How will the simplified two-tier tax structure impact the tax burden of the common man?
I would say that without the leadership or the guidance of the Honorable Prime Minister and day-to-day guidance which Honorable Finance Minister has provided to us in conducting this exercise, this kind of reform would not have been possible because it is a very bold reform and it is very comprehensive also.
Right.
So the interests of common man is the foremost priority in doing this exercise and it has been kept in mind. Items of daily necessities of common man are kept at merit rate. For that, a study was made how a common man spent his budget on his monthly buying. So once that study has been done, so the items on which common man spends his money, so those items have been kept at merit rate of 5%. So what Prime Minister has said in his speeches is actually the cornerstone or touchstone for determining the rates at which the commodity should be charged.
The Prime Minister also mentioned the MSMEs. So the earlier there were 4 slabs. Tax slabs, which have now been collapsed into 2 tax slabs of 5 and 18%, like you said. So how big a relief is this for businesses, small businesses, MSMEs, ensuring ease of doing business and compliance as well?
I would say that MSMEs would be the biggest beneficiary of this reform process because if tax system is complex, then the big corporations, they can hire consultants for the compliance. But MSMEs, they cannot afford consultants. And many times they land up in tax disputes that take away their working capital. And ultimately, it is disastrous for MSMEs in case they enter into any kind of disputes. This simplification, which has come with this transformational reform with 2 rates only, will definitely help MSMEs, will provide them tax certainty. And they will not be facing any kind of disputes on account of classification or valuation. So that really will help MSMEs in conducting or focusing on their business. Apart from that, when MSMEs, they have to take the registration, most of the times the small businesses, they are in retail segment, that they are retailing the goods or they may be self-employed, they may be conducting some business, they are providing some services like maybe or health fitness service or beauty parlor service. So these kind of businesses, they don't pass on input tax credit. So the conditions were kept very stringent for registration so that fraudulent entities don't enter into GST ecosystem. But for this segment, there was no need for keeping the conditions very stringent. Okay. So for that sector, a simplified registration scheme has been introduced. So in that scheme, once they opt for not passing on more than 2.5 lakh per month ITC, in such kind of applications, registration will be granted automatically by the system within 3 working days. It's a big relief for obtaining the registration. Apart from that, I would like to mention that MSMEs, when they try to sell their goods through e-commerce, mm-hmm. if they are selling the goods within their home state, there is no issue. But when they want to sell the goods to in some other state, the e-commerce operators, they keep the goods warehoused in that other state.
Right.
In such cases of sale, they will have to, MSMEs will have to obtain a registration in other state.
Okay.
For obtaining that registration, presently they have to have an office in that state. So in GST Council, a concept note was taken that in other state to conduct the business, they will have to take registration, but it will be a simplified registration if the sales are only through ECO. And in that case, they will not have to establish an office in other state. Okay. That's a big relief.
Definitely.
And that will open the doors for MSMEs to sell their goods in other states without incurring additional cost. That concept paper got in principle approval of GST Council, and now the modalities are being worked upon. And in the next GST Council meeting, it will be taken again, and this kind of facility will be provided to MSMEs.
Now, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that with these reforms, the next generation GST reforms, the government had corrected inverted duty structure. You were referring to it earlier in our conversation. She said that these reforms are not only on rationalizing rates, but they are structural too. So can you explain how this has been done? What exactly is duty inversion? Because inverted duty structure is something which, you know, common man may not know what it is and how it impacts their tax burden, how it impacts their spending.
In GST system, if the final product is subjected to a lesser rate of duty as compared to the inputs, that is called inversion in duty.
Okay.
Because inputs attract higher rate and final product lower
right.
rate. So on input tax credit can be taken. So that leads to accumulation of input tax credit. And if there is accumulation, and so it blocks their capital. There is a provision to refund this accumulated credit. But again, it's a procedural hassle for small businesses to take this refund. So as far as possible, there is always an attempt to correct the duty inversion. But in all cases, it is not possible mm-hmm. because the final goods may be in the nature of merit goods, whereas the inputs may find application in so many segments.
All right.
So if we lower the duty on inputs, then in those other segments, the final products may also be at higher rate of duty. So there is no inversion in those sectors. So therefore, if inputs are primarily used in a segment where the rate of duty is low, like in case of fertilizer, which I explained just now. So that kind of duty inversion is unavoidable. So in case of unavoidable duty inversion cases, again, a process reform has been done to ensure that in case of compliant businesses, this refund is granted in a time-bound manner, quickly, and maybe within 7 days on provisional basis, up to the extent of 90% of the claimed amount.
So for the government, will these next generation reforms affect its revenue? If so, how? Because earlier we had 4 slabs. So from 4 slabs to come down to 2 slabs, it may have some revenue implications for the government. What kind of revenue implications will be there?
Generally, the items have been brought to the lower rates. Only in few cases, the items are moved from lower rate to a higher rate. So this is on a rough estimate, on mathematical basis.
Yeah.
We have calculated that if we go by 2023-24 consumption patterns, the revenue implication will be to the tune of something like 48,000 crores for entire year. Actually, it's a calculation only, but what happens then when this 48,000 crores become available in the hands of common men? Then they spend this amount, and that leads to higher consumption. Higher consumption means more production of goods by the domestic industry, creation of more jobs. And when this happens, then there is economic growth. When there is economic growth, the GDP growth happens. And when our country's GDP growth goes up, then that makes improvement in country's rating by the international agencies.
Right. So like you just said that, of course, there is a revenue implication, but when this revenue gets passed on to the common man, it boosts domestic demands. But is the government thinking of other ways also to, you know, make up for this loss?
Presently, the rates which have been fixed, government does not have any intention to tinker with the rates again.
Okay.
But we are confident that this money which will remain in the hands of common man will again give boost to the economy and result into collection of GST revenue on the additional economic activity.
Right.
Transition period, there may be sluggishness in revenue collections, but after that, the revenue collections will start improving, and in short time, will pick up again. And I think that shortfall which we are envisaging now will disappear.
How do these reforms address the concerns of the states regarding compensation and autonomy?
When the matter was taken up before the GST Council, in GST Council, there is representation of each and every state and union.
Absolutely.
And when the center's proposal, which was seen by GOM and then was taken up in GST Council meeting as per GOM report, then at that time, there was complete unanimity between center and all the states to pass or approve this rate rationalization and approve the rates as per the center's proposal. And accordingly, GST Council has made their recommendation because it's a collective decision. So we cannot say that somebody is hit or somebody. So the thing is that whatever is the revenue implication, it is 50-50 between center and state. So if revenue will go down for a short period, it will be for center as well as for states. So I don't see that compensation is required when one hit other.
Right.
So it's not a case. But I understand the concern of states regarding the revenue. In short term, if the revenue, there is a dip in revenue, so we can understand their concern, but it cannot be within the realm of GST because GST puts a ceiling of rate, which is 40%, and rates cannot go beyond that.
Right. Now, these are reforms which are going to be implemented from 22nd of September. Now, in case of any reforms, any new steps that are taken, there's always a transitional period. How is the government planning to ensure a smooth transition for taxpayers and administrators alike?
Yes, for implementation, we have taken immediate steps so that our notifications are in the hands of the trade and industry for updating their IT systems so that by 22nd September, their IT systems are updated and reflect the correct rate so that invoicing which is done by them is at the new rates. And during the transition period, yes, it happens that in the supply chain, the goods which are already there in the supply chain, so to reach to the ultimate consumer, that is going to take maybe a couple of months till the time. As such, trades will not face any kind of problem, but it will be little accumulation of credit in their books of account, but that will be utilized by them toward their further supplies. So I don't see any transitional hitches because it is basically a rigid exercise. So I don't foresee any major issues in that. As far as government is concerned, our IT systems fully ready before this transition take place.
So in case businesses have any queries, they have any confusions in their mind regarding, you know, now we said that this is just the next step and this is going to take some time before. So has the government, you know, made any plans or any provisions for addressing their queries, their confusions and their concerns?
For that, as soon as these recommendations have been received from GST Council, we should frequently ask questions, FAQs uploaded on our websites. So most of the queries we could anticipate are already there in and replies to those queries are already there in FAQs. And trade is finding these FAQs very useful.
Right.
In fact, we received compliments from many segments of the industry that our FAQs are very comprehensive. But in addition to that, wherever we are receiving queries and we are finding that queries are general queries, we are preparing additional FAQs and will be uploading on our website so that queries are answered in no time.
So,
and in addition to that, we will be conducting and we have instructed our field formations to remain in touch with trade and industry to clarify any issue raised by them. In addition to that, we are bringing out a lot of publicity campaign and the new rates are publicized by printing it in the print media or through the social media, so that everyone is aware what are the new rates applicable on different goods.
What about the corporate sector? So far, we've talked about the benefits that will, you know, be passed on to the common man, to the MSMEs through the next generation reforms. What about the corporate sector? What are the implications of a simplified tax structure for India Inc.?
We are confident that whatever benefits are accruing due to the rate cuts reach to the common man. And for that, we are keeping a very close watch and monitoring the price trends post this rate cut and post rate cut.
Yes.
So that we ensure that benefits are passed on by the industry to the ultimate consumers. And in case we will receive any complaints, we will take up those complaints with the industry bodies, because we have received assurance from various trade bodies that their members have pledged that rate cuts will be passed on to the ultimate consumers.
Right.
So all ministries are keeping a watch over it.
Earlier we talked about ease of doing business for domestic businesses. Will the next generation GST reforms improve India's standing in global ease of doing business rankings? If so, how?
Definitely yes, because in past also we received representations from those who want to invest in India that our GST rate structure is complex. It leads to uncertainties. Those concerns are now addressed. And because these companies, when they make an investment decision, they compare the tax system with the competing countries like Vietnam or other countries. And only if they are sure that tax system in the country is simple and provide certainty, they make investment.
Right.
So now this after transformational reform, next gen reform, there will be certainty about the tax liabilities. So it will be very attractive for the foreign investors in the country. And to that extent also, it will give a boost to investment in India.
How will these next generation GST reforms boost India's self-reliance under the Atmanirbhar Bharat scheme that the Prime Minister has been talking about and always talking about?
Yeah, India is a big economy. It's the fourth largest economy at present, soon to become the third largest economy. And this economy is primarily on the domestic consumption. So rate rationalization exercise, which has been carried out now, will lead to increase in consumption, because the money which is in the hands of the people actually be used for increasing the consumption.
Right.
So it will give boost to domestic demands and it will lead to the more industrial output and it will help us in achieving our goal of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
When GST was introduced in July 2017, 8 years ago, it was based on the principle of one nation, one tax, one market, as you mentioned earlier on. Now, with this next generation reforms, we've already taken the first step towards that. Four slabs have been, you know, collapsed into two slabs. So can we expect the principle to become a reality a few years down the line?
Yes, we can aspire for a one rate.
Yeah.
But if you see the different economies in the world, the one rate is only in the countries which are developed,
mm-hmm.
where there is an income parity and everyone can afford the goods. So India is also aspiring to become a developed country by 2047, Viksit Bharat.
Right.
So once we become a developed country and there is a parity in income, general income level goes up, then at that time we can think of having a single rate. Then there will not be a need for a merit rate. And once we have a single rate, it will truly be one tax, one rate, and will lead to ultimate simplification in the tax system.
Mr. Agarwal, thank you so much for coming to Akashvani Studios and for sharing this information, so very important information regarding the next generation GST reforms with us.
Thank you.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with Sanjay Kumar Agarwal, Chairman, Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, on the next generation GST reforms. Interviewer was Anubha Rohatgi. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Current Affairs.